Last year we had over 2,500, and I think with the running boom is here at the moment and the many 5Ks, 10Ks that there is, we're expecting maybe the top 3,000.
Now, it's no exaggeration to say that the race has gone from strength to strength. What do you put that down to?
I think it is the whole effect that it is a family day out and people can run it, walk it, and also raise money for charity. And if we have, which we have over the years of active charities who get people out and get sponsorship, people like doing that for a good cause. So I think that's really the success of it.
And one of the great aspects of the race is that many people take part as a fun event and walk, and then they go on and progress and actually take up running.
They do. That has happened over the years. People see the benefit of doing a 10K. They then do the Grand Prix series, which is on over the summer months. So this is the first race that they might do, and then they progress on to the 5Ks and 10Ks.
And also there's a lot of people who specifically target this race as sort of their big race of the year.
Yeah, well, we've seen that over the years, that this might be the only event that most people do, whether it be walk it or run it, and they come back year in, year out, regardless who the charities are, because they just like to support that for the charity.
Now, there's a lot of people involved in an event like this, so great credit to all the backroom staff and all the voluntary work.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great team, a great committee here that work tirelessly to make the event happen. And also then, on the day itself, we have lots of marshals that come out every year. You know, we just give them a phone call leading up to it. They come and do their training, and then they turn up on the day and support the event.
Now, if somebody wants to take part this year, how do they do it?
There'll be a number of ways. You can register online, or else that we'll be doing paper entries from the Chamber of Commerce office. Or we also, leading up to it, we'll have a station at the community centre where people can come down and collect their number and register.
And I suppose it's fair to say that when you look at the success of this event, you can see that it's recognised throughout the country and you get people who come up for it.
We do. We have visitors from all over. People like to do a big event, and this in the calendar, athletic calendar, is a big event nationally. You know, it would be recognised, especially with the numbers now that we have over, as I say, 2,500 competing. So it is recognised throughout Ireland as a quality race.
And the course itself, there are a couple of hills, but it's a pretty flat course. And because it's around the town, it's great because you get the crowds out and they really do make a difference as they roar people on.
The hills that you talk about are, you know, in the early part of it. So they're all over within the first 5K. And from there on, it's really either downhill or flat. And as you say, with the race going through the town, you get great support. And even you know, the amount of people that's in it, you're never alone at any part in the course. There's always somebody around you, so that's a great support.
And fair to say that it also, for many people, sort of kick-starts the whole running season for the summer ahead.
Yeah, well, the Northwest 10K is always the start of the Grand Prix season. And from that one, people do progress on, then they're doing 5Ks and other 10Ks throughout the county after that.